Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I don't know what it's going to be like from the end of the game when I get the chance to say goodbye for real. I've been dreading this moment in a strange way because I'm going to miss it so much, you know, playing at Anfield, playing in front of the fans. I'm going to miss playing with my teammates. So it will be emotional, but the plan is to try and keep it together, stay strong and try and avoid the tears.
Welcome back to Anfield. The referee and his assistants leads out the Liverpool players just to our left-hand side and the Crystal Palace players as well. They'll take their places for a guard of honour for a man who more than deserves such a fitting tribute. So to the right-hand side, the red shirts of the Liverpool 11 that will start, joined by the subs now, the likes of Lucas and Glenn Johnson. The Palace players have lined themselves up. Steven Gerrard waits in the tunnel. Tickets to see this today were like gold dust. Everyone wanted to be part of the final farewell, the final home farewell. Of course, I'm sure he will be involved against Stoke next weekend. But this is for Steven Gerrard. Those years of service, the trophies he's brought to the football club, everything he's been about and represented. And you now have two giant lines of players, backroom staff, down there on the pitch ready to greet Steven Gerrard on there.
This club has been privileged to have many fantastic footballers wearing the famous red shirt over the years, but this player, this man is truly unique. After growing up as a Red who dreamt of playing in front of the cop, he went on to make 708 appearances, 502 in the Premier League, scoring 119 goals and winning almost all there was to win. For those of you in the cop and the lower centenary, please raise your cards now to welcome your captain onto the pitch for his final game at Anfield. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Steven Gerrard!
Giant mosaic on the centenary stand and the cop end of the ground. The centenary stand reads captain. The cop says SG8. The teams are now lined up and shaking hands with each other. The formalities and that moment of reflection and celebration move to one side. And it's time to get on. We're looking for three Premier League points today. Steven Gerrard's three young daughters are out there on the pitch with him, soaking up the moment. A kiss on the forehead of each of them. The Sky cameras are right in his face. Stephen's encouraging his little ones to maybe interact and react, of course, with the fans over there on the far side. And now he walks to the centre circle. And the Liverpool players getting themselves prepared for today's action. And, of course, it's Liverpool against Crystal Palace in the Barclays Premier League. And a couple of Sky colleagues, including Jamie Carragher, just make their way over the top of John and Chris Kirkland, who's alongside us as well. Big occasion today, and you can hear it all on Radio City Sports. Liverpool against Crystal Palace, Liverpool's team, Mignolet in goal. May well be a back three of Chan, Skirtle, Lovren, Jordan Ibe, Steven Gerrard, Jordan Henderson and Alberto Moreno, the midfield four. And then Philip Coutinho, Adam Lallana and Raheem Sterling complete the side. On the bench, Glenn Johnson, Kolo Touré, Ricky Lambert, Lucas Joe Allen, Jerome Sinclair and Danny Ward. So 16 years and 167 days tell the story of a true Liverpool legend, and it's passed in a flash for all of us. It's a journey from young pretender to Anfield icon, who in many people's minds will go down as the greatest ever to wear the Liver Bird on his chest. His legacy is one of extremes, and we've taken that roller coaster of emotional highs and lows with him every step of the way. Today feels like the number 8 shirt should almost be retired permanently as Stephen makes his Anfield farewell. The kid from the Kop makes his final bow in front of it. Liverpool players just patting each other on the back. The fitting farewell is to see him off with a win, of course, today. Crystal Palace in yellow tops and blue shorts. Liverpool in all red. They've won the toss. They're shooting towards the Anfield Road end in the first half. And Liverpool's side, I mentioned to you, the Palace side, Wayne Hennessy in goal. It's a back four which includes Martin Kelly, Scott Dann, Joel Ward at left back today, and Jednak and MacArthur in the centre. Zahar is not involved in the 11 from the start. Puncheon is, as is Yannick Bolasie, and Murray also missing out on a starting role today. Papi Suare in the 11. There's Puncheon on the right-hand side, chips the ball on, cleared away by Liverpool from the left-back position. And that 5 minutes, John, was it was a little bit emotional in many ways.
Was, yeah, very much so, Steve, and great atmosphere. Really was fantastic. Really, and it is, it still is, and, you know, the fans have rose to the occasion, just especially for Steve Gerrard, because, as we know, there's not an awful lot to play for other than pride. You know, but certainly they, you know, they've really lifted themselves as if it was like a huge game, to be quite honest.
Well, I've not had many of those this season in terms of feeling that way, but there's definitely a desire from the Liverpool fans to get the right result today. Here's Ibe, sends it on down the right wing to Adam Lallana. Lallana now skips and traces back onto his right foot, trying to get past Joe Ledley. Ball into the penalty area, headed clear by Crystal Palace, brought down by Chan, long way out, tries a speculative effort and it rumbles wide left of goal, and it ends up with a goal kick for the Palace keeper Wayne Hennessy.
I think we've gone three at the back, you know, we've gone three at the back.
I told you that beforehand, you ignored my line up there.
I wasn't too sure, you know. I thought he was going to finish off with, as we're going to start next year, but it's three at the back. Jordan Ibe, right wing back, and Mourinho, left wing back. Then you've got Steve with Henderson, midfield, and Coutinho, left side. Lallana, right side of Raheem Sterling.
The game.
Roll back for Jordan Henderson. Henderson to Lallana. Henderson again. All this just on the edge of the Palace box. Roll into Henderson. He's inside there. The final challenge from Martin Kelly stops the run of Jordan Henderson, who grits his teeth and knows that he was just a fraction of a second away from getting the shot in towards the Palace goal.
Good play, best bit of play the half. So now 18 minutes gone. Good initiative by Jordan Henderson.
So a corner kick. It's not Henderson this time, it's from the right side. It's Philip Coutinho, right-footed, who takes it towards Gerrard. Awful. But Chamakh steps in to volley it clear. Again, problems with the corners, but
I'm not being funny. Coutinho on corners, it just doesn't work. His corners are not the best. We've been saying it all season.
Ledley, and then back it comes towards the defence once more. Scott Dann looked for the long ball for Ward with the help of a deflection. It fell to him. And then Puncheon's getting involved. Right edge of the Liverpool penalty area. Him to Chamakh. Chamakh tries tricks to get it back to Puncheon. He does get it to him. Lots of red shirts. Puncheon back heels it. Space opens up for Ward. Right side of the area. He's crashed one right across the Liverpool box. And it goes out on the far side for a throw-in.
First opportunity for Palace. Puncheon's lively, isn't he? You know, he's one of the best players, you know. Him, probably Blassie. So now Puncheon's been by far their best player. The only one who's shown a little bit going forward, and he opened us up there.
Sent out by Hennessy over the halfway line. furthered on by Marouane Chouinard to the left wing. They've got men in the box. They're attacking from the left side of the penalty area. Chouinard's calling for it. The shot instead takes a deflection and rumbles just wide on the right-hand side of the goal at the end of the day. And almost causing Liverpool a massive headache was Yannick Bolasie.
Well, good 5 minutes for Palace. Good block by Skill. Sort of caught it pretty well. I think the goalie had it covered, but got his body in the way and gave away a corner. Yeah, the goalie would have saved it quite easily.
Yong Lee with the corner, right side of the top end of the ground. Right arm up, and he's got punch and short, but instead he tries to chip it towards the penalty spot. Marino heads it back across his own penalty area. Coutinho misses it with the overhead kick clearance. Lee puts it in low, and his distribution's equally as bad before Steven Gerrard puts it out of play. There must have been
defending. Awful. First of all, for Mourinho, he headed it back across the face of his own goal, and then Coutinho was all on his own. He's panicked and gone for an overhead kick instead of just... Well, someone should have told him, really, to be quite honest. The communication was poor. We got away with it.
Liverpool's subs today include Jerome Sinclair again. That's a ball nearly given away to Lallana. He's robbed it. Good area. He's gone past Scott and Lallana must be favourite here.
Oh, no, Joe, what a great goal.
He smashed it in towards the top left corner of the Crystal Palace net. Started from a Palace mistake, but Lallana's enthusiasm to get towards the goal and give himself the opportunity, and there was no denying him at the end, a right-footed crunching shot into the top left corner of the Palace net, and Adam Lallana scores his fifth Premier League goal of the season. It's the first real action we've had of the game. Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 0.
Shocking defending by Palace, but Lallana's done brilliant, and he showed us what we've been missing all season, really, with the ability which the lad's got. Fantastic. He really chased lost causes there, and he got his joy at the end by doing so, and it's a good finish. A little bit of deflection, and it's 1-0 Liverpool. Oh, Lovren's got caught.
Bolasie's done brilliantly, got behind Lovren. He's got one in the box in Chouinard. It's still Bolasie, puts it low into penalty area, comes out for Palace. Oh, and that shot's over the top of the crossbar by Joe Ledley. Liverpool hang on by their fingernails. It possibly should have been 1-1.
Great opportunity. Got caught out. Lovren got the wrong side of Bolasie. He turned him, and we were in all sorts of trouble. Jordan Ibe just did enough to put Ledley off. He got close to him when a ball came out, and he just got close enough probably to put him off. But he should have done better, Ledley.
Chouinard to Puncheon. Halfway line. It's opening up. Too easy for Puncheon. He's run from the halfway line. He's rolled it into the box for Bolasie. He's hit one over the top of the crossbar. Well, he's had a couple of opportunities in the game. He's certainly the most direct player. And Yannick Bolasie leant back as he struck that shot and just narrowly went high.
Again, it's Puncheon. Puncheon's the danger all day long for them. He's the really one, even more so than Bolasie. Bolasie got himself into space. Puncheon made a run right through the middle. Took everyone out of play, put on to Bolasie, and he fired it way over the bar, thankfully. The pace is causing a few problems. It's a much better game now, Steve.
Puncheon from distance, left footed deflection. Great keeper save. Saved it with an outstretched Good right save. Arm. Just about denies it from going in the corner of the net. Great from Simon Mignolet.
Super save. It really was. It deflected. It was bending in the far corner. And we've seen what Mignolet's done since last December. Got across really, really. What a great shot stopper he is.
Skirtle runs with possession. Palace immediately all compressed backwards. All into Lallana, which he feeds off out to the right side for Jordan Ibe.
Well played, so well done.
Ibe's pace picks up. He goes down the right wing, spreads play across the box. Ends up with Moreno on this left side of the penalty area. Feeds back to Gerrard. Gives to Coutinho. Chip back into the box, looking for the runner, Stephen Gerrard. And that's a jump by Ledley onto the back of Sterling. We saw many crying for a penalty. Wasn't given. Now a handball shout, which John Moss isn't interested in either. Palace break long. Bolasie pressurises the back of Skirtle. All over the heels of him. And Skirtle managed to deliver it back towards his keeper.
Good defending. Yeah, I think the referee got that right. I don't think it was a penalty, but it was clumsy. Just as well he headed the ball. Otherwise, it could have been a penalty. He just about got his head on the ball, didn't he? And he took Sterling out.
Don't look the most effective today, not in this first half. The whistle blows, and maybe as John said before, Crystal Palace deserved an equaliser. Half-time, Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 1. Thoughts, John?
Yeah, it's a true reflection of what we've seen. It's not been good, has it, you've got to say. You know, with the exception of Lallana's goal, he's done terrific to score. Little bits and bobs, but we've not done enough. Only had one shot on target. They've had two. They've had a few more shots than us, in all honesty. They've had three that's gone over the bar. I can't remember us having too many, other than the goal. You know, it's all nicey-nicey in areas where we're not hitting them. What they're doing, they're getting a ball and keep people behind the ball, and they're putting the ball in areas where their pace will hurt us. And I wasn't surprised that they scored unduly. There's a few little moments beforehand that, you know, the ads on our back foot. So, disappointing, Steve.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The teams are out. There's no changes. Liverpool with Mignolet in goal. The back three, Chan, Skirtel, Lovren. You have Ibe and Moreno as wing-backs, Henderson and Gerrard as the centre midfielders, and then Raheem Sterling, Adam Lallana and Philip Coutinho up front. On the bench for Liverpool, Glenn Johnson, of course, if he does get on today, that could be his farewell as well, not just Steven Gerrard, but Johnson, Torre, Lambert, Lucas Allen, Sinclair, Jerome Sinclair and Danny Ward. It's Crystal Palace who play the ball away quickly. Liverpool shooting towards the cop end. Palace in the yellow tops and light blue shorts, and they're shooting the Anfield Road end. And it's Chamakh to the left side, and Lee, and then into the box, and quickly taken by Ledley, too quickly for his own liking. And he's volleyed that ball towards the keeper, Wayne Hennessy. And work from Chan,
well done,
trying to get round Chung Yong Lee. Still Chan with the ball. Referee gives the signal to go on. Ball through towards Henderson. Opportunity for Liverpool, and Henderson clips that awkwardly. Dropped to Ibe on the right side of the penalty. It goes for goal himself. Snatched at it left footed and hits it in towards the side netting. Henderson won't be happy that he didn't make more of the chance himself.
Well, it's a great run by Jordan Henderson, isn't it? It's a fantastic ball to him. He's done everything right. The final shot, I think, was well blocked. You've got to give credit to the defence. Yeah, by Suarez. It's a really good run. And then the ball came out to Jordan Ibe, who had another opportunity, but he snatched it into the side net.
Hennessy launches one long. Chamakh heads it on. Balassi picks it up, left side of the Liverpool penalty area. Goes this way and that, onto the right foot. Takes a shot, which is the midriff, I think, of Martin Skrtel.
Oh, he's got to
and
book
just
him.
After that, Lee's gone
him.
Down, but it looked like a dive.
He's got to book him. He has to book him. It's a terrible dive.
Get up. Let's have a look.
Awful
at that on the
dive. It's a yellow card. Lee it was, and so dramatic, went to ground, and Pardew was up all over the place. Obviously, he didn't see it like we did, but
didn't give him a yellow card, though, did he?
The referee's gone over to Pardew, and if Pardew would have seen the dive, he wouldn't be arguing. It's a terrible dive. He's just dived over Skrtel's foot, looking for a penalty. And he nearly got himself a major fine there.
Quick word from John Moss, yeah. Tells him to calm down. Alan Pardew laughs it off.
Well, he's saying to the scouts, calm down, the old calm down one. He wants to calm down himself. He might lose himself 25 grand.
Coutinho, that's a fine pass. It's on the money towards Sterling, but he slipped over, edge of the penalty area. Now Puncheon gets on to try and stop him. Lallana's there to help Sterling. It's going to drop for Coutinho. His final shot flooded right over the top and in towards the Kop fans.
Well, he was leaning back 1-8. What you don't want kids footballers to see. You know, a ball's laid in front of him and he's leaning back. He's not got over it as he should do, and it's always rising. It's a good opportunity. He's gone about 2 foot over the bar. Should have done better, Coutinho, there, but at least it's a threat.
Lee, through the centre with a pass. Gerrard intercepts it, diverts it to the left side for Moreno. Gets involved
in
a
middle.
1-2, keeps it going, tries to cross it in low, breaks the edge of the box. Henderson right-footed!
Oh, he's got to do better, Steve.
It's a bouncing bomb towards goal from Jordan Henderson, but it's nowhere near the target.
He's got to hit the target there. There's no one in here. He's kicked it into the floor, Jordan. He knows he'd be disappointed at that. You know, it's on the edge of the box. Comes to him really nice. Just smash it. Make the goalie work and He got it horribly wrong, didn't he? Dragged it well wide.
James McArthur, then out wide to the right-hand side. Oh. They've got options. Punching Balassi's into things in the box. Goal. Cross the face, the penalty area, and in! And Zahar's first touch comes within seconds of him entering the field of play. And it's to put Crystal Palace in front against Liverpool. He'd probably been on the pitch about 14 seconds before right-footed he stroked the ball in from a couple of yards out. Wilfred Zaha, impact substitution. Liverpool in tatters on Gerrard's big day. Liverpool 1, Palace 2.
Yeah, again, it's Balassi causes problems. Ball starts off on their right-hand side and the ball, it's just quick movement from him. And we can't get anywhere near him. And to be fair, I think they're offside, Steve. I think the linesman let him off with that one. I think they're offside. When Balassi's put the ball in the box, there's
two of them, isn't there?
Two of them offside for our balls.
Looking a bit suspicious. Let's watch the line. It's
offside.
Crossing from Balassi, but it is offside, yeah.
It's offside when the ball was put in it. Ball was crossed to them offside. Linesman's had a shocker there, to be honest. Oh, well
Sterling
done.
Did really well, got out of a hole with two players in it, feeds it for Gerrard. Oh! Very close to scoring down in the right-hand side of the Crystal Palace goal. Arrived right on cue.
Yeah, first sighted goal for Stevie G. Goalie was well up for it. Right into the corner. Got down well to save. See if Stevie can inspire something.
Running into the back of McArthur, but McArthur's there first and delivers a ball back in towards Wayne Hennessy in his penalty area. Smashed out over the halfway line by Hennessy. Lovren gets to the header first, ahead of Puncham, but in the centre midfield, McArthur then plays it forward.
He's in.
They're going with penalty area. Oh, it's off the top of the crossbar from Balassi. Left-footed shot, he twists and turns and unleashes it left-footed. And he came so close there to adding another goal for Crystal Palace.
Well, that would have been game over, I thought. No way coming back after that. And Everton Wright has had a storming game, man. He really has had a great game. And we haven't been able to contain him. We haven't been able to defend against him. He's got the wrong side of us all the time. Defending's been awful when he's got the ball. We just haven't sorted it out.
Henderson, edge of the box. Used his strength to maintain possession, goes for goal, and he's whipped one wide right of the Palace goal.
Well, at least we're getting men forward. You know, Stevie Gerrard and Henderson, which is important if we're going to get back into this game. Lucas is the one that's staying in front of the back four. So you've just got to take a gamble, Steve.
Henderson crossfield to Chan. Chan on the right to Lucas once more. Coutinho now asking questions just outside the Palace penalty area, 22 yards out, gives to Gerrard, rolled in towards Chan across the box. Oh, deflection, which went wide off Philip Coutinho.
Coach was in.
Oh, sorry, it's got a corner. It's come off a Palace player. It wasn't Coutinho. Close. It's come off the returning McArthur.
Really
and
close.
And gone out for a corner.
Nearly an own goal. Just skimmed the post. But better play from Liverpool, I have to say. How close was that one? Let's have a little look now.
Coutinho's corner at the Kop end, so headed close. Away by Balassi. First to it, Sterling, so weak in his shot. Punch and then drags possession away with a clearance ball. And Liverpool struggling, and Palace ready to bring on the next player, which is Jordan Much. Now here's Much, delivers it over to the right-hand side. Puncheon, it's been a problem all day, gets into the penalty area. Puncheon, left-footed, goes great for save. Goal, saved by the keeper. Great on the save. Line, there's a tussle for possession of it great before Skirtle clears away.
What a super save that was. Second save, he was offside, the second save, the first save. It's a great save of Puncheon.
Here's Zaha, asking final questions, gets into the penalty. Box. Oh, yeah, it was. Lucas puts his leg in front of Zaha, who celebrates with the travelling fans because Crystal Palace have got a penalty in the 89th minute to take them 3-1 up against Liverpool. It looked at first glance like it was a penalty. Let's have a look at the replays.
Lucas not happy, but it did look from where we are, it was a penalty. Step over, Lucas has come at it. Oh, it's outside the box. Oh, the referee's got that wrong. It's outside the box. He's fell inside the box.
Glenn Murray penalty taker. Saved by the keeper, back to Murray. Scores second time, left-footed. Decent enough save from Simon Mignolet. But two opportunities. Mignolet's furious with his side. He wanted one of his players back defending when he made that save. Murray makes it 3-1 to Crystal Palace. And the party is well and truly spoiled. Yeah. Liverpool will lose their final home league game of the Premier League season. It's Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 3.
It wasn't a good penalty. It's a good, decent save. Not a good penalty. He's very, very lucky. Sam Mignolet's done well to get down, and it's come back, right back to him. He's ricocheted off Sam Mignolet. But the truth of the matter is, I don't think we were ever going to get a result here tonight. Second half, we just didn't have enough. They deserved it. They deserved it. To be fair, because we've been blunt. Just been, you know, an end of the season type of game you want to forget about.
Well, the best bit of today has revolved around the celebration for Stephen pre-match, and we've got 50 seconds to play at the end of that added on time. Throw-in taken by Sterling to Coutinho. Coutinho ball into the box, way too much on it. Ball bounces over the screens, which say hashtag thanks Stevie on them. Liverpool's own tribute to him. LiverpoolFC.com/Gerrard. There's plenty of stuff on there about the man himself. This is a standing ovation for the skipper as the game draws to a close. His name is bellowed out from all sides of the ground. He'd be disappointed at the scoreline.
Referee
blows his whistle. And nothing ever lasts forever. The boy from Highton gave his heart and soul for this football club, and it's now time to leave home. Time will tell if it's for good for Steven Gerrard, but he's left some memories that you scarcely believed were even possible, but he made us believe, and for that, from everyone, thank you very much. Full time here at Anfield, and the end of the home league season. Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 3. John Aldridge.
Yeah, it's a pity. All good things have to come to an end. And that's what it's been with Steve Gerrard. A good thing, it's been a fantastic thing having him. Captain of this great club over the years. Just a pity he's leaving the style of what we've seen this afternoon. Is not a good performance from the team. Crystal Palace totally deserved the result. But let's not forget, we'll leave that aside, the result and everything. You know, Steve Gerrard's last 67 years have been immense, and the crowds rising to spectacularly, which you'd expect anyway, Steve.
Well, Stephen's one of the last to leave the field. A couple of handshakes, a lot dawning on him at this moment in time. His teammates stand in front of him. I think Stephen might just be feeling like he's welling up inside. He looks bitterly disappointed for the scoreline.
Yeah, it is, but just as well, there's nothing to play for at the end of the day. And pride, and for the fans who's paid a lot of money to come here today, you know, just the style that you have to endure your last home game for the club, to be beaten 3-1. But it's happened, you know. It's like the last day of the cup, you know, when Norwich came here and spoilt the party. Palace have done the same, and they're getting an ovation from the crowd. So I'm not sure to what Liverpool fans are like to give them a clap off. They deserve it. Yeah, happy days. Happy days for them. Sad day for us. No matter that, we're losing our top man. But it's the start of a new era. And you hit on that just before the end. And, you know, by saying, you know, it's going to be a big close season. We said that for a long time. You know, it's going to be massive. The fact that, you know, Steve Gerrard won't be here next year. And you can't replace him singularly. You've got to do something with the team now. We've got to have an overall. We have had overalls the last few years in many ways. Last year, none more so when Suarez went, and we paid all that money for eight or nine players what come in. But it's shown that this year we've fell short, and we've fell short attackingly again today. You know, we were blunt. You know, the one goal from Lallana was the bright spot. It was a fantastic piece of play from him. Fantastic goal. But other than that, the goalkeeper could have been sat on a stool with a pipe and a pair of slippers today, because he had nothing to do. And this season, you'll be looking at our four strikers. You know, the four strikers are, for different reasons, like Lambert hardly played, to be fair to Ricky. He hardly played. You know, Barini, you know, should have been somewhere else. You know, Mario, I'm sure he won't be here, you know, much longer the way things are, and he's out of the equation at the moment. And Sturridge has been sidelined with injury, and we've only scored, them four have only scored about six or seven goals between them. I think the whole of Everton's back four have scored more than that. And Chelsea certainly have. But that tells you the story. It's huge. It's got to be sorted. And I don't know about the structure within the club. I don't know about the model within the club, but it's you know, we have to sort it out now. And we fell short, way short in the end, and the reason being, okay, we haven't defended great today, but as a whole this season we've defended a lot better than we have last year, you know, last season. But we need to sort our attacking play out, you know, and score, get goal scorers who are going to win games for you.
It's the biggest rebuild since when, if I think back, and I think Stephen's been here 14 years, I think before that, I think Robbie Fowler was there, I think Michael Owen was there, I think, you know, there were other top players surrounding the football club. If you go back to the early 90s, you still had your Barneses, your Rice, you go to the 80s, they speak for themselves.
Yeah,
this seems to be the biggest rebuild to me for, you're talking quite a few decades, because what we haven't got is superstars in the team.
Yeah,
we've got people who might have the potential to be superstars,
very young
but
side.
In every other decade we've had superstars.
Very young side. You know, this model which we keep on airing about, it's there to be seen. The model's there, we've got some great ability within the structure, but you've got to have the finished articles, you know, people, leaders. You take Steve Gerrard out of that team today, you name me a leader in that side. You name me one leader in that side. Jordan Henderson's trying his best to be a leader. He's a very young lad, you know what I mean? You don't get, leaders are normally, notoriously, in the late 20s. You get young leaders, don't get me wrong, like Roy Keane, and you know, when he was young, and you get certain players like that, Souness. But we need leaders in our team to get us through games and turn around. Because we've had, the one leader we've had for the last 17 years is leaving now. And when we've been down in certain games, and we've been there and seen him, and he's got us back into the equation, got his wins out of nowhere, got his draws out of nowhere, he's gone. Now, in the close season for me, they've got to have a real good look at that, and they've got to go and get minimum two leaders for me, good ages, you know, late 20s.
Experience, know, mature
experience,
players.
Maturity. A lot. So get the best out of these young lads, you know, and if Raheem wants to go, you know, then okay. Just get the most money you can for the lad. If he wants to take the path of his agent, get the most money you can, put it in the kitty. There's 100 million now, and we're affluent this club. We don't need that 100 million. It's a bonus now, a TV rights of another 40 million or so. Throw that in the kitty. If Sterling goes, you're going to end with 30, 40 million. Plus, your other money you get every year, which we normally get, the 20 million. There's got to be a big kitty there, because your Chelsea's will spend, United will spend massively. They will spend massively. Arsenal will have a proper good go as well. City, they've got the pockets are so deep, they can do what they want. You know, they've got pockets full of money, these clubs. We've got to do it. The owners have got to do it. Post-match.
I'd like to thank everyone at the club who's helped me over the last 17 years, from top to bottom. There's no order. There's too many people to name. I'd like to thank all my teammates today in the squad, even the players that never got on. All the ex-players that I've played with over the years, you know, they've made me the player I am today. Before the tears come, as I say, I've played in front of most supporters around the world, but let me tell you, you're the best.
He got a wonderful send-off. He gave everything right to the very end. He was the one that was driving forward in the game to try and get us the goals in the game. And the support he got was absolutely brilliant and probably what he would expect, having been a wonderful player here and given his all for the club. So in terms of that, it was fantastic for him and his family, and a special day for him. In terms of the result and the performance, it was disappointing. I thought we started reasonably well, scored a fantastic goal with Adam, but we made poor defensive errors today across the field, and that punished us at the end of the first half and then in the second half. So we didn't defend well enough. Their attacking players caused us a problem, and we didn't cope with that. So overall, second half was a disappointing performance.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.